Now, do you remember this? On Friday, I told you that the downstairs flat from me had put a small, like a shaving mirror, I would say, propped up on bricks at a certain angle in their garden, which is below my kind of kitchen window,
yeah,
so that they can blatantly see into my house.
Well, that's what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah. Right, the mirror is still there.
Right.
Has been all weekend. Now, this morning, I wake up, look out the kitchen window, and yeah, the mirror is still there on the floor. That's all fine. It's moved a little bit. I think the wind kind of moved it a bit.
Unless they wanted a better angle.
Mm-hmm. Now there's another one, exactly the same kind of mirror, in the tree right opposite.
Right.
Now, you thought I was being paranoid before. What do you think now?
I still probably believe...
What, two mirrors? One of them directly opposite my flat... Yeah, like, but at kitchen level,
yeah, but that
in a tree.
Yeah, but that text we had said that Philip and Fern had been saying that that is the must thing, the thing to have this summer.
Must
is
thing mirror, have.
Must thing have is mirrors in the garden.
And also, if you can surely see into their house, then they can see into your house. So, like, you can spy on them as well as them spying on you.
No.
Yeah. That's right, isn't it? The
because
angles...
I'm above.
Yeah, but if they can see you, then you should be able to see them. That's science. I'm brave.
I really don't think that is science, but... No, not necessarily. No, I don't know. It depends on the angle.
Exactly.
I think you're being paranoid.
Many are.
Well,
more importantly...
Mirrors now.
More importantly, if they are spying on you, have you given them a flash?
Yeah, I said on Friday I'd flash
yeah,
them.
Yeah, no, but over the weekend,
oh,
you've
no,
given
I've
them a few
anymore.
More little treats.
No, not anymore.
I think you might be going slightly bonkers. Remember, like, Paul Nichols in EastEnders a few years ago covered his whole flat in foil?
Yeah, you say you'd be wrapping yourself in foil.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a foil hat as well?
Yes.
No. Some people wear them as well to try and... so that when the TV licensing people come round...
What?
They think...
Hang on. Right. People wear foil hats yeah. for when the TV licensing people come round.
No, they cover their the foil in TV. I heard that once.
They cover
TV in foil, I mean.
They cover their TV in foil?
So it doesn't get picked up by the vans.
You have lost it.
And wear a foil hat.
That's just something that I thought they did. I thought everyone knew
you
that.
You believe anything, don't you?
Yeah.
You
Scott really Radio 001. No, seriously, it's not true, but there was a myth going around.
Seriously,
that if you put, no,
just
if you
be
put
quiet
foil,
and have a little think about what you've just said.
If you put foil around your TV, it doesn't get picked up by the fans. Of course, here at the BBC, we firmly believe that everybody should pay their television licence.
Yeah.
It's 5:31. Ah, you see, on unofficialmills.co.uk, they found a story from the Scotsman newspaper. A couple in Aberdeen wrapped their television in a parcel of tinfoil to try to avoid paying their licence. You see, I'm not going mad.
I thought Geekworld would know something about this. That doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
They believe the silver foil would make their set invisible to high-tech detector vans.
Yeah, but if you're driving the detector van round, then even if your TV has tinfoil on it, surely if you just looked up on the roof, you would see an aerial
yeah.
or a satellite dish
or
and that would be a bit of a clue.
Alternatively, you could try turning the TV off, of course, because you wouldn't be able to watch anyway because it's covered in foil.